Yes, everyone comes a-running for Mr. Softy Delicious Soft Ice Cream. That's Mr. Softy. Now, let's look at all the wonderful, tasty treats Mr. Softy brings to your door. Creamy, rich, delightfully refreshing soft ice cream in a whole wide variety of delicious treats. And Mr. Softy has giant-sized milkshakes, banana boats with all the trimmings, and just look at this Mr. Softy sundae. Oh, there are treats galore in the Mr. Softy Complete Soft Ice Cream Store on wheels. Get ready to treat your family the next time you hear Mr. Softy coming down your street.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry at the great new Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen?
Coast to coast.
The place to live a little.
The friendly place.
With something good for everyone.
So you can eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry at the great new Dairy Queen.
Now more and more, Dairy Queen.
Serve fine Brazier foods.
Brazier burgers.
Cook to order. Brazier hot dogs.
French fries. Other good things.
Live a little. Eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry. Eat, drink, and be merry at the great new Dairy
Day Player on 720 WGN. So today is National Ice Cream Day. And so we thought we'd talk about some of the Chicago's oldest ice cream spots that are more than just nostalgic, that Chicago that carry a lot of Chicago history, and some that are gone and not forgotten. Roger's joining us. Curtis is here. And Dave Schwann's in a little early. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, and a happy belated birthday.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Thank you. Have a cupcake there. Look at what Roger slaved over here. He made cupcakes.
I'm telling you, the sweat I poured into those cupcakes,
I've got
literally.
A brand. I've
gross.
Got a brand. Oh, I've got a brand. Roger Dodgers cupcakes.
Roger Dodgers cupcakes.
Right. I like that.
That's the brand.
That's awesome. I was thinking about what are the most iconic ice cream parlors in Chicago. If you want to text me, please do 312-981-7200 or give us a call as well. Margie's Candies has got to be...
That's up right up there.
It's going to be 100.
The rainbow cone here.
1921 is when Margie's has been around. So we're already doing almost 100. And I believe the third generation owner of Margie's Candies, I think it's Peter Polos, a Greek guy, 81 years old. 81 or
fantastic.
82 years old that
That's
he
fantastic.
Is.
That is worth the trip there.
Yeah.
To go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Grandparents sold sweets during the Great Depression. But I will tell you, the only thing I've really ever taken home from Margie's is her hot fudge sauce. That is so... you could drink it. You could do a shot of that hot fudge. It is so good. What are some other ones, guys, that are still around?
That are still around.
You said a rainbow.
Still around, yeah.
Rainbow
yeah.
cone would be Rainbow's another one.
Rainbow is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is that in Beverly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Western,
yeah.
90. Boy, yeah. Dean will kill me later if I don't get this right.
Yeah, he's a Southside guy. This is his place.
He brought in Rainbow when we did a remote at the American Lung Association a year ago. Amazing.
But it's the old Palmer House, which is the walnut and the cherry, mm-hmm. and then the pistachio and the orange sherbet stacked on, and just a basic wafer cone. They do it old school. That's mm-hmm. your ice cream mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. And I was used to, because I've been there before, and I brought home vats home because it's nowhere near my house, but I always used to enjoy that, and I got a taste of that, a taste of Chicago.
Yeah.
For the first time, like 20, 30 years ago. Homer's? Do you know Homer's homemade ice cream?
Is that the one that I've been thinking of that's on Green Bay Road?
It is.
I think it is.
Where is this on? Homer's. Where's Homer's on? Green Bay Road. Wilmette.
Yeah.
That's
yep.
it. Homer's homemade ice cream.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
one I pass going to and from Ravinia whenever
okay.
we get up there.
Oh,
and
okay.
it's always busy. Great little place. And they make their own ice cream, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another Polos, P-O-U-L-O-S, same last name.
Hmm.
And his name's Dean.
Wonder if it's the same family.
He said his dad was all about making simple, rich ice cream, high in butter fat that would please the American palate. Ooh. Opening the spot, they opened it in 1935, and one of the people that used to go there, he'd send a chauffeur there, was Al Capone.
How about that?
Well, that would make sense on the way up to the secret hideout.
That's right. And everybody has their DQ, but the the dairy freeze or what was the other one?
Dairy
right?
freeze, tasty freeze,
tasty freeze. Thank you,
tasty freeze.
But now, because I think there's issues with some of those franchises that are now all called the freeze, or a lot of them are called the freeze that have kind of
can't steal the name.
Yeah, 1950 though on Armitage, that freeze has been around for years. Which is cool. I love that place.
Well, speaking of franchise problems, you remember I was telling you, I worked at the Dairy Queen on Howard Street, dividing line between Evanston and Chicago near Ridge Avenue.
Yeah.
And when I went to work there, he called his shop the Dairy King.
Okay.
Oh, because is that right? He was having, they pulled the franchise from him.
Yeah.
But he kept, getting supplies from the regular suppliers, and he kept serving the community up there. And then he sold the shop, Mr. McCormick. My brother and I worked for him. And then he sold the shop to the father of a girl I went to high school with, who lived in the neighborhood. And he got the franchise back and called it Dairy Queen. And they have since gone out of business the last couple of years. So.
Dairy Queen, my sister-in-law had worked there, and so did my son. My son, that was his first real job out of school. Peterson's old-fashioned
ice cream.
I was
just going to mention Peterson's in Oak Park.
Yeah, and they're almost on West Chicago Avenue or Park. They're almost 100. I think they're pretty close, like 1919.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around.
Mm-hmm.
But they also took over, and we'll talk about it just for a few minutes here, the gone but not forgotten ones, Cock Robin, which was also the Prince Castles, if you remember either of those two. Curtis just told me he went to Gene and Jude's Hot Dogs this past week, and on that property used to be a Cock Robin. And I think in the last maybe 5 to 7 years that Cock Robin was around, they were using Peterson's ice cream. Peterson's was providing
supplying
the ice cream.
Yeah. Oh,
because,
really?
Because Prince Castle's was out of business, I think,
okay,
by that point. But Cock Robin was the square ice cream.
Yeah, we had one up on Schuylkill Boulevard at Oakton.
Yeah.
There was a Cock Robin.
There was like a dozen of them or so around here. I think the south side was Prince Castle's, and the north side
was Cock Robin.
Cock Robin. And, but even when you got a double, you got an ice cream cone with two squares in the cone. And they would put a square of ice cream in both sides
of
the
cone.
A square.
Okay. Yeah, a square scoop.
I've seen them on eBay.
You don't remember that, Dave? You're old enough to remember those.
Yeah. I guess I should, but
was it wooden, for God's sake?
No, it was metal. It was metal.
No,
it was wooden. Yeah, they cut down the tree and carved out a few.
But you know what? I actually went and bought. You can see, once in a while, they pop up on eBay, these square ice cream scoops. From Cock Robin, they're like $400.
You know what?
Really?
I saw a documentary on PBS.
Yes.
And within the documentary was a segment on people who collect ice cream scoops. I'm not kidding.
That's cool.
And the triangle one was there, the square one, all the different kinds. It was really amazing.
There was a documentary done about Prince Castles and Dairy Queen that I think it's Positively Naperville. Look that up, Curtis. I think that's the website that has this documentary on Cock Robin and Prince Castles. That's pretty cool. There's a lot of other old fashioned ice cream parlors that are not necessarily old in Chicago. Like there's that Brown Cow ice cream parlor. There's the Dairy Dream that's out there. Andy's Frozen Custard. Have you ever had any of this?
No.
I haven't had that
one. So there's one in Evanston. There's one in Bolingbrook, but there's one over on the north side. There's one in Evanston for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one now on Route 12, I think, in Mount Prospect. It's all neon. It looks like a retro drive-in. And
Nothing like a neon sign.
Is so good. They're frozen custard. I mean, I love Culver's. Don't get me wrong. But this Andes is so rich and so good. It is fabulous.
You've been up to Lake Geneva.
Kilwin's.
Kilwin's is the...
Kilwin's is out of Mackinac Island.
Yeah, that's the candy company. But down the street is an ice cream place right down the main street. I know where Kilwin's is on the corner there.
Yes.
But it's if you go back down the main street, there's an ice cream, very old-fashioned kind of ice cream parlor.
Don't know the name of it.
Yeah.
There's one in Twin Lakes called the Straw Hat that we used to go to all the time, which looks like it was a Tasty Freeze at some
point. Probably was,
but for 35, 40 years, it's been called the Straw Hat, which is kind of wild.
Yeah.
Old ones, I got somebody that just texted in Lockwood Castle.
Yep. Love that place.
Yeah.
Do you remember, if it was your birthday, they would bring out this huge bowl. It would be every scoop. A scoop of every ice cream they would have, covered in all the syrups, all the toppings, and a sparkler on top.
You know what? Let me tell you something. Chuck Shaden just celebrated his birthday, and he went to some place in Wisconsin, and they have like 12 ice cream flavors, and they give you a scoop of each for your birthday. And he looked, and he's a big ice cream fiend. So there was a before picture and an after picture. He looked like he was half dead after he ate all the ice cream. It was pretty funny. You got to see that on Facebook. The Buffalo was another. Well, Lockwood Castle, first of all, is in maybe in Norwood Park, or is that where it is? It's over by Lou Manfredini's Ace Hardware. Actually, it's a Starbucks now. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The Buffalo was one my mom always talks about. Somebody said from Lake Geneva, it's gone, that ice cream parlor.
Oh, no.
About. It was called Annie's.
Okay.
It was called
Annie's. But it's gone. Oh, shoot.
But my mom talks about the Buffalo, and she actually had a friend find a picture, and for her, I think it was her 50th or 60th birthday, she has literally a 4-foot wide by 2-foot high frame picture of the inside of the Buffalo when she used to go there as a kid. That she has in the house. It's pretty cool. Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where did you, Dave, used to go for ice cream when you were a kid?
A couple of places. You mentioned Custard a minute ago. Back home again in Indiana, in Highland, there was a place that was just called The Custard Stand. It probably had a name.
And
it was a family-run place.
Yeah.
But, boy, custard and soft-serve ice cream, hot dogs there, and any type of candy.
Candy, too. Candy too,
and very quickly there was an old fashioned ice cream parlor in Hammond called Dietrich's, long gone, and then another one in Munster, Indiana called Renwald's Ice Cream. It's delicious.
I remember going to get ice cream, and I'm going to sound like I'm 90 here, but I remember going to get ice cream like at the fountain counter at Woolworths on State Street with my grandfather.
You could do that, sure.
Walgreens.
Yeah. Walgreens had it.
Walgreens. You'd go to the counter and grab a.
It was a lunch counter,
Curtis.
But it was also a. Soda fountain.
Yeah, that's right. How about an old one for you, Roger?
Full-fledged lunch counter. You could get a burger, sandwiches.
Yeah. The old one, I'm going back to Peacock's Dairy Bar, as we've talked quite a bit off the air. This is the one I was telling you about. It was up in what used to be called No Man's Land, the Plaza del Lago area. And it was an ice cream parlor overlooking Lake Michigan. And it was just a small little community up there. It's now part of Wilmette. And, I remember one night my family was up there and my mother said, "Oh, look, it's Alex Dreyer." And I don't know if either of you.
Alex Dreyer?
You remembered. Yeah. Do you, Dave?
Yeah.
He used to be a commentator.
He was
a very
commentator.
Deep voice.
He did some acting.
Yes. And he was a correspondent, war correspondent. And he was a commentator on both Channel 5 and Channel 7 when Channel 7 was known as WBKB.
Oh, that's right.
In Chicago.
The early days. Yeah. The early
and then
days.
He went on to the network. And we looked over, and sure enough, sitting all by himself having his little ice cream was Alex Dreyer. But that Peacock Dairy Bar up there in Wilmette, that long gone, long, long gone.
630 says Black Dog Gelato in Ukrainian Village and Revival Food Hall. Dave, the plush horse is from 773 on 123rd, and Palos has been around forever. The plush horse. I love that. I love that name. The Milk Pail in Lincolnwood, gone but not forgotten.
Yes.
The Milk Pail.
Yep.
Maloney's. Do you remember Maloney's ice cream?
No.
They had like a player piano inside. There was one in Niles at the Oak Mill Mall that was there forever. My grandfather took me there every time I slept. I could not. Every time we stayed overnight at Grandma
and
Grandpa's.
You went over there.
Oh, man. That was the big walkover. Did you have one, Curtis?
You know what? I live in Crystal Lake, so there's not a much. There's one called the Freeze, which is what we've been talking about, that we've gone to. Actually, I went to high school with the kid's family who owns it, and now he, who is my age, is actually taking over the family business now. Yeah. But there's another one in Huntley that's called the Dairy Mart.
You know what? I was looking it up. I thought it was Woodstock. It's the Dairy Mart.
Yeah, it's on Route 47.
Yeah.
It's right along the side there. Usually in the summertime, you see a lot of kids who are playing baseball or softball. Just finished their game.
That's
They're grabbing
awesome.
Some ice cream after their games and stuff like that. So those are the two that I grew up with out in the suburbs.
See, it's like a hot dog stand, and it's like a pizza parlor.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's got their local, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to Michigan this week. Can't wait to get to
Do you have a favorite?
I was going to say. There's two of them.
Okay.
In New Buffalo, Oinks.
I love
Oinks
that, yeah.
And Nancy's.
Okay, all right.
Yes,
okay.
Can't wait.
Well, here's the big one. The Dairy Queen in Park Ridge is the local one, and I remember... my friend Jennifer picked me up in her dad's convertible, and we went to the Park Ridge Dairy Queen. I love that place. And as I said, that's where my son worked. Jeff Malarski is the owner of that place, and I just saw him today, actually. But that's been around forever, and it's so classic inside, and even the old sign outside. It's just been there forever. It's just such a great neighborhood staple.
Oh, wait, is that real small one? They expanded?
Yes.
Maybe about 5-6 years ago, they got the storefront next to them.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
And it's, you can't, there's no parking around there. And there's some seating outside, a couple of benches.
Yeah.
In the middle of the summer, that place is packed. You got to be careful when you drive around there.
It is, but I will tell you, it's part of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
Man. It's classic. Nobody, another 773 used to be Prince Castles with Square Scoops in Elgin and Farrell's in Woodfield. 12 to 13 scoops in the truck. That's awesome. That's, we love, Adrian's in Burlington, Wisconsin. See all these great local places.
Oh, I know.
I love that. And then last one.
So great that there's still some out there.
Lickety Split Frozen Custard and Sweets on Broadway.
We've got one within two blocks of us. It's their second location. Yes, their second location. It's on Western and Lunt. Great second location. Their hours are a little wonky in the neighborhood, but anytime after 12, and they've got seats outside, the place is packed in the summer. Great little place.
All right, go get some. There's a lot of places, Baskin-Robbins, that have got ice cream specials today. Celebrate National Ice Cream Day.